Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're down to the final four teams in college football. I know they're not calling it the final four, but like, let's be honest, it's kind of the same feel. I feel like you could get away with it. March Madness, it's all the same thing. Matt Horner is going to join us in about 12 minutes or so. So look ahead to Saturday and Sunday in the NFL, and of course ahead to those final four teams in the college football playoff. But it is week 18 in the NFL, and this is one of the weirder weeks. It used to be week 17. Now it's week 18. You know how I feel about this. PJ and I talked about this on Sunday inside the betting lines. I cannot stand the fact that the NFL wants to add an extra week. Think about this for a second here. We're in week 18 of the NFL season. If they were to add an 18th game, we would have another week of regular season football next week. Now, you love football. I love football. Everybody loves football. That's just how it is in this country, right? Do we really need an extra week of regular season football with teams like the Jags and the Raiders and the Saints that need to be put down like Old Yeller? We just don't. So again, I will speak this into existence as much as I can. We need an extra week maybe of playoff football, but we don't need another week of regular season football. Because this is what's weird about week 18 of the NFL season, right? Like, you got games that don't matter, but it always matters for somebody. Like, teams don't tank, players don't tank, but organizations tank. What I mean is, like, the guys that are on the field, they're not thinking about that. You may not be playing for anything this weekend, but you're playing for something this weekend for a lot of guys. It's about having stuff on film. It's about, you know, maybe just getting a job for next year. It's about staying with the organization that you're with. And then there's other teams where you got something to play for, right? A division, number one seed, playoff spot, whatever the case is. Now, a lot has been kind of set in stone in the AFC and the NFC, but that's not the case everywhere. There's some playoff positioning, and there's also the big glorious incentives. Oh, contract incentives the last week of the season. Guys that are due $250,000, $500,000 to get a few more receptions, a few more touchdowns, whatever the case is. Thank God for Dan Karpik, who does great work for BetQL.com. He put together a list of a lot of incentives that are out there. So I stole this from him. I'll give you credit, Dan. I had my props kind of set already, but there are some other incentives that I didn't collect. He collected them himself, did the research, and I stole it from him. So check out the full thing at BetQL.com here. But, you know, I will say this. When you look at these incentives that players have in their deals, and you know that that exists, guys are motivated by money. And it's okay to sit there and look at the props market and say, like, because for me, this is a more casual weekend. This is a calmer weekend for me in terms of bets, because there's a lot of games. Things could go weird ways, right? Like last week, Giants-Colts made absolutely no sense whatsoever. Well, you could get that way in a lot of these games again. But like for the Eagles, nothing makes sense and nothing matters for them in terms of playoff seeding this weekend. And clearly nothing is going to matter in terms of Saquon Barkley trying to break the record because they're not going to go for it. And I think that's the right call. So you're going to see maybe like a Kenneth Gainwell out there. Take the over on his rushing yards in this game. He's shown that when he gets a bulk of the carries, he can be a legit back in a short-term basis. You're not going to replace Saquon Barkley with him. But like in situations like that, that might be the direction to go because you had no Kenny Pickett practicing today. You had no Jalen Hurts today. So we know the Eagles are going to go with backups to the backups probably at times in that game. But you do have another game where, for example, a running back in Derrick Henry. Ravens have nothing to play for necessarily, but Derrick Henry does. Derrick Henry's $500,000 away from a nice big bonus with one more touchdown. So I love Derrick Henry anytime touchdown coupled with his rushing yards, right? Because it's minus 210. We know how these go. We know how these anytime touchdowns are for some of these guys. Minus 210. You really want to lay the juice on that? I don't. You don't. You probably don't want to do that. So couple that with like his rushing yards and call it a day. Those are the types of situations that you can look at this week, last week of the regular season, finding those angles, finding those narratives, finding those incentives financially and also standings-wise that are really going to make sense and matter for some of these teams, all right? Bijan Robinson. So this is the opposite. I love Bijan Robinson's rushing yards again. It's over. I took over 95 and a half the minute that prop dropped. The Falcons are playing for a division. So this isn't about bonuses necessarily for Bijan Robinson, but you know what it is. It's about the Falcons trying to win a football game, trying to win the division, trying to stay alive and keep their playoff hopes alive this weekend. The Panthers are allowing almost 177 rushing yards per game. That is a mind-blowing number. Bijan sitting at 95 and a half is such a great spot to be. I would bet that thing over like probably 114. I really would. I mean, last week I took the over on Saquon Barkley rushing. It was 111 to about 114, depending on where you were looking. And I was almost mad at myself because usually I don't take a number that high and go over, but it was the right choice, right? Bijan Robinson's in the same spot this weekend. Malik Nabers is another guy where this is kind of it's not necessarily a situation where it's contract incentive, but this case is kind of rookie record incentive, right? So Malik Nabers is two catches away from the all-time rookie wide receiver record, right? Two more. That's all he needs. He's also trying to keep pace with Brock Bowers, who broke the receiving record last week and is still going to be, you know, hopefully out there, you'd think. I would take the over on his receptions and receiving yards too. Last week of the season, kind of stacking those numbers. So is Malik Nabers then going to try and pile on more receptions and yards? They're going to get him the football so he can try to at least, one, break that record, but that's only two receptions. Is it going to be a situation where he's going after six, seven, eight, nine? They're just throwing him the ball the entire time. So like those are a few there, I think, where it's a really good spot. And then if you want to go to the other side of where the Falcons are, right, the Falcons are competing for a division. Well, so is Tampa. And man, Baker Mayfield has been on absolute tear. First off, I'll admit, like I didn't think this was going to be, the ceiling was going to be this high in Tampa for Baker. I'm happy to see it. Seems like he's kind of grown up, matured a little bit. Guys love playing with him. He's developed that leadership quality that maybe wasn't there before. But over 250 and a half passing yards for Baker Mayfield, who won Pro Bowl snub. Like, the guy's had an incredible season. He's got a $500,000 bonus coming in for, it's like multiple categories where he finishes like top five or top 10. So there's a lot there on the line. Plus, you know, the actual game, the division, which I do believe at this point in his career, Baker Mayfield cares more about winning the division, getting Tampa to the playoffs than an extra $500,000. I mean, I do. I haven't talked to him. I haven't texted him. I don't know, but I'm going to guess that that's probably the case. And you have Mike Evans on top of that. Mike Evans earns another $3 million if he catches five passes. That'll put him at 85 yards, 70 catches, 1,000 yards total on the season. Like, these are the types of, like, that Tampa game to me is one of my favorite spot for props this weekend because you've got financial incentives, you've got division incentives, you've got playoff incentives. Like, all of those things are where you can find these angles in week 18, the last week of the regular season, as opposed to, like, torturing yourself like PJ does, and I keep telling him stop doing it. He's a sports masochist and just loves just betting dogs and suffering through pain. And I just can't imagine betting some of these dogs this last week of the season. It's just a very volatile weekend in the NFL. And that's really one of the tough spots that you've got there is like some games have nothing on the line. It's like, okay, well, do you want to take a game where anything is possible? Because it's basically betting a preseason game for some of these games. Especially that early window. Oh, no. I mean, have you seen the early window? It's rough. It is. It's one of those windows where you're looking and going, can I just take a nap then and wait till the late window here? Not Saturday I'm talking about, but I mean, you don't want to see Jags Colts, right? Nobody wants to see that. We know Giants Eagles has nothing. It's going to be a backup for the Eagles. So that's, I mean, it's just some of these games are going to be rough watches. 49ers Cardinals, even that means nothing now in this case. So like, you know, that's a 4:25 Eastern, but still, like, we just got a lot of these games late in the season. Again, I will say it and I'll say it again. Please, NFL, do not give us an 18th game. Give us an extra round of the playoffs. But, you know, keep in mind, too, we're not totally out of the woods yet in the conversation for MVP. So Josh Allen's going to play like a little bit for the Bills. It looks like it's going to be a drive or two. They'll treat it like a preseason game, too, against the Patriots. But Lamar Jackson, who's plus 220 to win MVP right now, and Josh Allen at minus 300 at BetMGM, I just don't think this race is done yet. Do I think that Josh Allen should be the favorite given on where the market has been, given where the interest has been, and given where the narrative has been? Because what happens so often in these types of situations where we talk about awards markets, right? When you talk about the awards market, you have people voting. So there's narratives, there's opinions, there's who they like and dislike. There's maybe this guy is the next guy up because he hasn't had an opportunity yet to be given an MVP, and Josh Allen doing more with less this year. There's all kinds of this here. But let's just say Lamar Jackson goes out this weekend, all right? Remember, too, this is a Saturday game. It's against the Browns. The Browns just put a bunch of guys on IR. Saw that Jerome Ford's now on IR. Browns are just sitting everybody. But let's say Lamar goes off. By the way, they're now, the Ravens are now 20-point favorites in that game tomorrow against the Browns. Woof. I mean, I know there's a certain point where we go, the number gets so big, you just go the other way. But God, I mean, 20 points, that is a monster, monster number. What are some things you're looking at this weekend from that perspective, incentives-wise, where, you know, it's a little bit more meaningful and maybe a better spot to target?
Yeah, I mean, definitely in that case, like, I certainly love Derrick Henry this weekend, but like you said, you're going to have to pay the juice if you want to take him. Honestly, I think there's much more value with him taking first touchdown, which you can get around 3-1 odds with him. He's actually gotten the first touchdown in 7 of his 16 games played this year, so it's not exactly like he hasn't been hitting that, and I think 3-1 odds is pretty good, especially with the incentive the Ravens have as a just huge favorite in this game against the Browns. I've never seen anything like it. 20.5 points. There's no chance I'm ever betting a side in that game, but Derrick Henry first touchdown, I think there's some pretty good value there as well with his 2+ touchdowns in that game. Looking at another one, I like Ja'Marr Chase. He's chasing the triple crown here in terms of receiving with receptions, with yards, with touchdowns. He's 4 touchdowns ahead of Terry McLaurin, who is second in the touchdowns right now. But he's a guy that I would definitely be looking to back this weekend in pretty much every way. I mean, the Bengals obviously also need to win their game against the Steelers if they have any chance of making the playoffs. So clearly he's a guy I'm going to be looking to back not only because of the incentives, but because of the team's incentives. And they're going to want him to have a huge game here as well. Not really, honestly, much else that I'm going to be like jumping at the bit to try to back in terms of some of these incentives. Obviously, Mike Evans is one that comes to mind like right away with the Buccaneers. Lots of books, like you can't even take his anytime touchdown. Like I don't even see it up. At a lot of places, they just won't even allow it because he's so likely to get a touchdown and he's so likely to get this many receiving yards because, honestly, at this point, they might be even forcing the ball to him to get that. But there's you know, lots of things around the league. Courtland Sutton, again, another guy, he needs 82 receiving yards to get a 500K bonus. So they might try to get him that for the Denver Broncos. Lots of things, though. Go check it out on our website, odyssey.com/BetQL. I wrote about it. I've got all kinds of different players, all kinds of information in there that you can take a look at. Maybe some angles that you see that you like personally that you want to bet. But yeah, head there and check it out, guys.
You know, I was when you mentioned the Bengals game, Bengals Steelers, it's just like, it feels like every year the Bengals are this team that digs themselves a hole. And unless Joe Burrow gets hurt, finds a way to dig themselves out of that hole. I love the Bengals in this game. I took the Bengals money line. It just kind of feels like this at least bare minimum, even if they don't make the playoffs, there's other things that obviously have to happen. They feel like a team that's just so used to playing with their backs against the wall. Do you have anything in that game, obviously, besides the Ja'Marr Chase you talked about? Is there any side in this that you like, or are you kind of staying away from it?
Oh, well, I know sharps hit the Bengals right away. They took the Bengals and moved the line up to 2.5. Some places have gone down, back down to 1.5, a little bit of resistance there. Honestly, in this game, it feels like a spot where Mike Tomlin's team would be valuable. I mean, usually as a division home underdog, he has been, historically, he's been unbelievable in this spot when it comes to covering the spread. Under 3, I probably wouldn't take the Steelers. But at the same time, I'm not sure I trust Zach Taylor and the Bengals either in this spot against Tomlin. I have not bet the game. I haven't bet either side or total. What I would do, though, if I was going to play the game, I would look to play the Steelers in maybe a teaser leg, bring them up to a touchdown. I feel like this is going to be a really close competitive game. I don't see either one of these teams winning by a substantial margin. So the Steelers bring them up in a teaser leg. That might be a play here for this game. And you have several other scenarios. You could pair that with, like, I really like the Seahawks. I took them at -3, gambling that the Rams were going to sit their starters, and they do, they are. And now they're 6.5. So the Seahawks pick them plus Steelers, plus 8.5, 7.5, whatever the number you can get them at. I think that would be a pretty good teaser play for this weekend.
So Vikings and Lions, the Sunday night game, obviously number one seed on the line, division on the line, 2-14 win teams. I mean, it's really kind of a historic matchup when you think about what we've got between these two. And obviously now people are talking about, hey, we should reseed in the NFL because we shouldn't have a 14 win team starting on the road in the playoffs. That's a conversation for another day. We need reseeding in the college football playoff on top of that. But if we're just going to look at this game, Lions-Vikings, I do actually really like the over in this. I feel like both offenses are kind of hitting a stride. And for Detroit right now, there's so many injuries and they're missing so many key components, especially in that secondary, that I feel like the Vikings can really take over, especially with the way Sam Darnold has played recently. We saw the 377 passing yards we got last week from Brock Purdy against the Lions. So to me, this feels like an over. Do you have anything in this? What's your feel on this game Sunday? Sunday night?
Yeah, this one's tough for me. I also haven't bet it either, haven't bet into either one of these sides. I'll probably have something certainly by kickoff just because I want to have something on the game because it's so gigantic. I, like I said before, I was looking to fade the Minnesota Vikings in this game because I think the Lions are the better team than the Vikings. And I faded the Vikings last week against the Packers, and that cost me. Because I just never really thought the Vikings were legit. Like, I thought the last two games they'd lose, and I didn't think they'd win any more games, honestly, after that. I thought they'd lose their first playoff game. But they proved me wrong last week. They beat the Packers, and they certainly can beat the Lions. If I had to pick a side in this game, I'd take the Lions because I think they're the better team, and I still am not a true believer in Minnesota. But the Vikings may keep proving me wrong. I'm not sure, but I have a future on the Lions at 12-1 to win the Super Bowl. I'm just praying for that one. I want that to come through more than anything.
Sometimes it's the simple thing, right? Just stick with the long-term bet that you've got and keep it at that. Stick with the futures ticket and you're good. All right, five-star play of the day and anything else this weekend you want to give out? We got a minute here.
Yeah, sure. I'll give the five-star play outs. The model, like, we're going to the NHL here. We're going to the ice. The model likes my Chicago Blackhawks of all teams. A five-star play tonight, +125 against the Montreal Canadiens. It has the Blackhawks as -110 in this game. The Canadiens are very mid. They're 17-17-4 on the season. We've lost like a million games in a row. We were horrendous in the Winter Classic. It was an embarrassment. We're due for a win at some point. So quite honestly, I don't mind the model here picking this as its five-star play. So we're going with the Blackhawks +125. And yeah, I think that's all we have time for.
All right, Matty Pucks. Love when we get a little hockey in there, a little five-star play. Good stuff, man. Appreciate you coming on.
Sure. Thanks, Nick.
There he goes, Matt Horner. Make sure you check out his work at BetQL.com. It's one of those very unpredictable weekends in the NFL. I'm with him where it's kind of like you kind of step back a little bit. You're like, I'm going to hold off on this game. Props, I'm usually going to bet early. If I'm going to bet overs, you just got to do it early, right? I'll bet my unders maybe right before the game. But in terms of any overs, you got to get that stuff early. A lot of stuff's going to get bet up with, again, some of these incentives and things that we pointed out. Doesn't mean you can't go to the NBA, though. You know me. Still going to have my NBA props today. I'm looking at a bounce-back spot today for DeJounte Murray. So he hadn't been scoring the ball well recently. Hadn't, you know, offensively, it's been a little bit of a struggle for him. But what happens when people play the Wizards? Oh, that's a slump buster right there. The Wizards are a slump buster for anybody, for bigs, but also point guards. The Wizards are allowing over 28 points a game to opposing point guards this year, over 6.5 rebounds, and over 9 assists per game. So I'm going over 33.5 points, rebounds, and assists for DeJounte Murray. This is such a good spot for him to be in. And also, too, the Wizards are 28th in defensive efficiency. Bilal Coulibaly, one of their best perimeter defenders, not going to be playing in this game. So DeJounte Murray's got an even better spot here, knowing that one of the best defenders on the Wizards, who lack a lot of those guys that can't defend very well, when he's also out on top of that, I think this is a really, really good spot. In general, when it comes to rebounds and assists, he's kind of filled that category up, but it's been the shooting that's been a problem for Murray. I think this is really going to be his spot bouncing back against the Wizards. So give me over 33.5 PRA for DeJounte Murray in that. And if you feel like also taking any bigs against the Wizards, like Yves Miesi, just do it. Although Yves Miesi's on the list for me because, yeah, a couple of bets that could have won a lot that came up just short. So he's kind of on the list for me there at this point. So Jimmy Butler also, real quick, you see this, like Jimmy Butler's just made it very open at this point. Like he just wants out in Miami, right? Shams Charania got blasted by his agent like, oh, this is total crap. It's not true. Well, it is, because he was asked if he could find joy in playing for the Heat anymore, and he was like, no. I mean, if you want to make your point clear that you don't want to be with an organization, that's how you do it. There are markets out there for Jimmy Butler's next team. The Warriors are the heavy favorites, minus 200 to be the next team that Jimmy Butler, if not the Miami Heat, which I feel like we don't even need to put if not Miami Heat, because I really don't think that that's going to be happening anymore. He probably gets traded by the deadline. The Warriors make a lot of sense because you still have a little bit of like, it's not the true Steph Curry prime anymore, but we're kind of in that spot. And I think this is an opportunity here for the Warriors to say, let's go all in on this last little gasp of the semi-core that we have here and try to get one more shot at a championship. The Rockets are 4-1. The Mavs are 5-1. The Nuggets are 7-1. The Thunder are 8-1. I think the only other ones out of that I could see the Rockets probably. Dallas is going to be a little tougher. They may not have as many assets. It depends on what Miami's going to be looking for. And you know, Pat Riley's going to be one of those guys that says, oh, you want to trade for him? We're going to give us everything. You're going to set our organization up because they've given up a lot of assets for other trades in the past, including Jimmy Butler not that long ago. But I will say this, man, Jimmy Butler was so happy in Miami not that long ago. I want to know what soured. Maybe it's just the Heat culture and you get kind of tired of it after a while. Like Patriots lifestyle that you have when you play for the Patriots under Bill Belichick, and it was like, okay, I'm exhausted now. Maybe that's the case. But if you're Jimmy Butler, I just want to know what wore him down in Miami. Or maybe it's just looking around going, you know, I think this team is probably maxed out already. We're getting a little bit old. It could just be as simple as that. But, you know, once you start saying it publicly, it's very clear what the intentions are. And it's also very clear that Jimmy Butler, one, doesn't want to be there, and two, teams now can lowball the offers a little bit because they're like, well, we know you have to trade him. He doesn't want to be there, Pat. So let's make an offer here. Let's figure this out. So I could see Golden State. There's a reason why they're the favorite, but I'd say watch out for maybe Houston or Dallas. Dallas is going to be a little tougher. So I think Houston's maybe the one other team, barring somebody that gets absolutely desperate, like the Lakers at 16-1 or something along those lines. I will say this, early thoughts on the Final Four that we've got in the college football playoff. I lean Penn State money line at plus 105. Drew Aller's really starting to make some big-time throws, and I think that's a massive thing for Penn State. And, you know, after what we've seen, if Abdul Carter comes back for Penn State, that's obviously a massive get for them, and that improves what they are defensively right here. But Penn State's just got to make Notre Dame one-dimensional. I'm just not all that in on Penn State. If we really look at what happened, Notre Dame's best offense against Georgia was a kickoff return for a touchdown to start the second half, and that short field that was created by a turnover, essentially. Georgia was terrible offensively, so it's not like Notre Dame had to keep pace with them at all. So to me, I look at Penn State and say, you know what? I think they're in a much better spot. I'm more comfortable with them offensively, especially if you can really limit what Riley Leonard does for Notre Dame. If Penn State can do that, we saw they couldn't really get the ground game going. So I think that that's an opportunity there for them. I lean Penn State money line in that game, and I still love Ohio State. I bet them when they're -6. I mean, Jared Smith and I were talking about this the other day on You Better You Bet. Like, it's just this just feels like it's going to be an Ohio State national championship. If they can play on both sides of the football the way that they have the rest of the way, they're going to plow their way through this and win a national championship. Jeremiah Smith is absolutely incredible. And if they lock him down, Texas does, well, then, you know, Texas tries to compensate with Smith, and then Travion Henderson gets his opportunity there. All right, real quick, because we had some issues there with this, this little system going on here. I love George Pickens' longest reception again, over 26.5, had a 41-yarder last week. He's gone over 26.5 in 10 of his 12 games this season. I think you can really exploit that Bengals secondary. And you also, on top of that, have to deal with the fact Russell Wilson loves to throw him the football. Dog of the day, Knicks plus 4.5. They got a rest advantage here, and the Thunder just 4-4-1 against the spread. They're on a rest.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.